Good morning, Lee.
Now, road safety, I think, is everyone's business, isn't it? And we should be thoughtful of road safety every day of the year, every time we jump into a car. Bring it to people's attention this week because it's Road Safety Week.
That's right. Road Safety Week nationally, of course. It's all about making the point that road safety really is personal. And the story about Road Safety Week is highly personal. It was set up by Safer Australian Roads and Highways and by a man called Peter Fraser, who lost his daughter, 23-year-old daughter, in February 2012. On the
terrible stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the theme of Road Safety Week is the need to drive so others survive. And the word to think about in that, you might think, oh, drive, yeah, or survive. Others, we've got to think of others, not just ourselves, because we all share the road, and road safety is everyone's business, as you've said.
Mm.
When you think about it, the others could be your parents, your children, your grandparents, your mates, your workmates, the passenger in your car. One of the messages we really like to get across is, when you're a passenger, your life is in the hands of the driver. And look, if you're feeling uncomfortable with the quality of the driving that you're noticing, speak up.
Let the driver know, yes.
Absolutely, let the driver know.
Because lives do change forever.
That's right. In Tasmania, there's over 200 people have been seriously injured this year. As you're probably aware, our number of deaths this year is 32 compared to 26 for the same period last year. And last year, for the whole year, it was 29. But serious injuries, many of those people will have their lives changed forever. And they'll spend years in medical treatment in hospitals and rehabilitation. Some of them will need 24/7 care for the rest of their lives.
That's the road death toll, despite being in lockdown for a period of weeks this year too. So that's terrible, isn't it? That's a terrible stat.
It was, and we were off to a terrible start before COVID-19 hit, where death and serious injury on the road was almost double for that same period last year in early March. Our performance compared to other states who have been in lockdown is pretty poor as well. We're over what we should be, and many of the other states are well under, something like 20%.
Well, going on to the website, because it is Road Safety Week this week, roadsafetyweek.com.au, we're pledging to drive so others survive and making a commitment to do exactly that. And the pledge is all part of a national yellow ribbon Road Safety Week, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And one of the interesting ones is there's a competition there about rules. A lot of people, a bit rusty, you might say, if people have been driving along on the rules. For example, there's a lot of public debate these days about using a roundabout and how you should indicate when you're leaving a roundabout, for example. Some of the other misunderstood rules, and these are really important ones, is dealing with pedestrians. You must give way to pedestrians. They're the most vulnerable people on our road. They are road users. When you think about it, as soon as we step out of a car, what are we? We're a pedestrian.
That's right.
So this affects everyone.
Prevention is better than a cure. And make sure, as we always say, drive to the conditions, whether we get a bit of rain on our roads after a little dry spell. Drive to conditions, not the limit. And make sure that we prepare ourselves in case something jumps out on us, because that tends to happen. 40 around school zones, the kids can do exactly that. It's what we're trying to highlight.
Look, it is about driving the conditions. The point we all have to remember is driving is essentially the most dangerous thing we'll do each day. It requires 100% concentration at all times. Because as we come back to that central theme, we're sharing the road, we need to look after each other, and as Road Safety Week message says, we've got to drive so others survive.
Yep, and those listening in this morning think, look, I've been driving for years. Sometimes there can be slight variations in the road rules. Things might have changed a little bit, so you've got to make sure that you're right across your road rules knowledge, which is very, very important. Roadrulechallenge.com.au, and as Gary said, you could win an iPad by doing so, because road safety is everyone's business. And nice to see some landmarks around this beautiful state of ours lit up in yellow, Gary, and one particular in our area, the Bernie Makers Centre.
That's right, and the Launceston Town Hall and Rest Point Casino in Hobart are all lit up in yellow for this week, which is a terrific response by those businesses and councils. There are more and more businesses getting involved in this. Interestingly, as far as business goes, those. There's a great focus for any business that has a fleet of vehicles that road safety is an essential part of workplace health and safety. You know, people need to be responsible when they're driving as part of their work.
Roadrulechallenge.com.au, roadsafetyweek.com.au, pledging to drive so others survive. Gary Bailey, I really do appreciate your time this morning on 7BU Breakfast, and let's take that pledge, eh?
Very good, Lee, and thanks for your interest.